Good morning. You can turn to Matthew 6, please. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 this morning. A few weeks ago, we began a new series called Fear Factor. Started out, if you remember, talking about Joshua and what he was facing and leading the children of Israel across the Jordan River into a new land, the land of promise, the land of Canaan. We talked about courage then. Then we moved from that to talk about another Bible character, David. We talked about how David faced Goliath, and I talked about how we can face the giants in life. And then last week we looked at another Bible character by the name of Job. And I showed you how Job faced a lot of uncertainty in his life. And so in this series, what I've tried to do is to show you how you can face your fears with how the Bible characters that we know and read about face their own fears. And so we're going to continue to do that today. And mainly today, what I want you to get are the words of Jesus. What did Jesus say about the future? What did he say about our fear of the future? You see, the fear of the future is a very common fear that a lot of people have. There is a fear of the future when it comes to the economy. Any time that we have a presidential election, then it always comes up. You know, it is the economy and the fear that people have about that. There's a fear of the future that many people have, and that is a fear of loneliness. In other words, when we get to the future, will I be alone? How long will I have to live without, you know, my mate? And how long in the future will I be, you know, in a kind of a state of loneliness? And some of you know what that is. I mean, you know what kind of feeling that brings. But that is a very, very common fear that a lot of people have about the future. And so today, what I want to do is share with you from the Bible some thoughts that will help you when it comes to the future. There are two strategies for facing the future. One is that we can face the future with fear. Or the second strategy, and the biblical strategy, is that we can face the future with faith. Now, what I want you to understand is this. It's a lot easier for me to stand up here and talk about this and preach about not having fear for the future than it is to overcome any fear of the future that we may have, because we're all human. Why do you think that in Matthew 6 that Jesus spoke so much about this fear of the future? Because he knows that we're human, and he knows that we have that kind of fear. Now, when I talk about the fear of the future, what I'm going to do is share with you what Jesus says about how we're to face the fear of the future. Now, I also want you to understand this. There's a difference between worry and concern. There are things that we worry about that the Bible says don't worry about. However, there are concerns that we all should have. And that is the difference between worry and concern. I have concern about certain things about my future, and certainly you should have those concerns. As a parent, there are certain concerns you have about your children. Those are legitimate concerns that we have. So there's legitimate concerns that we should have, but the Bible says, do not worry. So the Bible makes a distinction between concern and worry. We use different words for worry. Anxiety is one. Fear is one. Pressure is one. I mean, there's all kinds of words that we use. But what did Jesus have to say about the fear of the future? Listen to Matthew 6 and verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Now, when Jesus is talking about worry, what's he talking about? He's talking about tomorrow. You see, yesterday is gone. Today is the day that we have. So the only day that we have is the present. That's the day that we have. Jesus is talking about tomorrow. And the reason he's talking about that is because what the Bible teaches us is this, that God gives us strength day by day. His grace is sufficient day by day. When tomorrow comes and the uncertainty that we fear, you know, faces us, then at that point, then he gives us the grace for that. The Bible speaks of saving grace. The Bible keeps of keeping grace. The Bible talks about grace to face death with. Now, we don't know, you know, about death in the future and when our time is going to come, but here's what we know, that when that time comes, you know what God gives us? He gives us dying grace. That is for tomorrow. That is for when that fear comes. And so there's a distinction in the Bible between concern and fear. Now, the first point that I want to share with you is this. Here's a biblical way to deal with the fear of the future. Number one, I remember how God has performed in the past. You find this over and over again in the Bible. In the Old Testament, it's repeated over and over again with the children of Israel. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, 30 and 31, when Moses was talking to the people about their fear of going in promised land, their fear of going in and conquering the land of Canaan, settling down and all that, then what he reminded the people of was how God had performed for them in the past. And here's the way he would do it. He would go back and he said, now, you remember what happened when you came to the Red Sea and you did not know how you were going to get across the Red Sea? And what happened? Well, God parted the Red Sea for you. So he would always go back to remind them of what God had performed for them in the past. In Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 3, God speaking through the prophet Isaiah said this. He said, God has been with you since your birth. And so from the very beginning of conception to the very beginning of life, then God has been with you according to the Bible. So we look back at our past. Isaiah 43:4. The scripture says there, when you are old, I will take care of you. So what's the Bible teaching us? The Bible's teaching us this about our past. The reason we need to remember how God has performed for us is because the God who has been faithful in our past will be faithful in the present and will be faithful in the future. We have a faithful God. You know what worry really is? It's really distrust in the faithfulness of God. It is distrust in the provision of God. It is distrust in the providence of God. And so how do we overcome that? We overcome that through remembering. Remembering how God has performed for us in the past. That prayer that God answered for you. That verse that he gave you to make it through a very difficult time in your life. To look back and say, I don't know how I made it through that situation, but God was faithful to me. And so we think about our past and we think about the faithfulness of God in our life. And then there's a second way. And it is that I realize what God has promised. Since God is a faithful God, here's what we know about God. God has never broken a promise. God is a promise-keeping God. I want to show you something from Matthew 6 that's going to help you. There are three words in Matthew 6 that really point the way to how we can overcome worry. In verse 30, if you will underline the word faith, Matthew 6:30, "Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" Faith is a very important word. And then if you look in verse 32, there's a word there that I want you to mark, and it is the underline the word Father. "For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." So faith, Father, and then verse 33, "But seek you first the kingdom of God, then all these things will be added unto you." In other words, trusting God to meet all my needs for the future. You know what that is? That is faith. Knowing that He cares for me, knowing that we have a loving heavenly Father who cares for us. And then to seek first the kingdom of God, putting God first in our lives so that He may be glorified, so that He may meet the needs in our life for the future. I don't know what your future needs may be. We probably have needs in the future that we don't even know about ourselves. But God does. And so what He's saying here is, I will meet those needs. So He's given me that promise. You know, sometimes it's very easy to be overwhelmed by life. I mean, it can be very overwhelming at times with life. And we struggle with those kinds of things. Listen to the psalmist in Psalm 32:8. He says, "Today I will guide you." That's what God's saying through the psalmist. "Today I will guide you." When I'm overwhelmed, when I need guidance, when I want God to guide me because things can be so overwhelmed, then I trust in Him. And so I go to Him for the guidance I need when I'm confused. Deuteronomy 31:8, the Bible says this, "Today I will go with you." So we need God's presence. And that is the promise that He's given us. Matthew 6, 25 and 26, if you want to look there in the chapter that we're in Matthew chapter 6, listen to verse 25. "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow, nor they reap, nor gather in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" And so again, the promise is that I will be with you. Jesus is talking about tomorrow. He's talking about things that can cause us fear. He says, "I will take care of you." So I can depend on God today. Why? Because of His faithfulness in the past. I can depend on God today because of His promise. I can depend on God for the future. Why? Because of the promises that He has given to us in His Word. You know, there's a lot of unfairness in life. A lot of times we struggle about the future because of the unfairness that we see in our world. And nowhere in the Bible does the Bible say that life's going to be fair. It's not. There's a lot of unfairness in life, and we struggle that particularly when we think about the future in so many things. Another fear of the future that we have is a fear that we all face at times, and that's the fear, you know, there's I don't care how old we get in life, I mean up to the very point that we die, we will always have a struggle with temptation. And the temptation there of giving in. The temptation, you know, of going in a different direction than what God wants. Now, I'm older now in ministry, and I've been in ministry a long time. I've been a pastor a long time. But the desire of my heart is to finish faithful and to finish with the book and to finish strong and to honor and glorify God in all I do. But the temptation, see, the devil will always put that temptation there. And so we got to watch it. And we got to be mindful of it. But with all that, you know, we know that God will help us overcome any kind of temptation like that. What about when you're offended? What are you going to do when someone offends you? You know what the Bible says? The Bible says, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay." So when we're offended, what do we do? Do we take it into our own hands to deal with that? Or do we leave the future with God? The Bible says we leave the future to God. Why? Because He one day will settle the score. He says, don't take vengeance into your own hand. So what does that say about the future? It says this about the future. One day, God will settle the score. There's a third point that I want to talk about now. And that is that I rely on what God has planned for the future. I think verse 34 says it well in Matthew 6. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will take care of For tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So what is the Bible saying there? The Bible saying is that God has a future plan for us. And so the emphasis needs to be on today. What can we do today? Here's what I know about the future. And here's what I know what God has planned for the future. What He wants me to do is be obedient to Him today and be faithful to Him today because He will take care of the future. The future that I can control and the future that you can control is what you can do today and what I can do today. Now here's what I know I can do today. Today I can be obedient to God. Today I can be faithful in what He wants me to be faithful in. And so what that means is if I do that, and I concentrate on that, then He will take care of the future for me. So God wants me to do what is right. And God wants me to do what is faithful to Him today. And then let Him take care of the future. The future comes one day at a time. The only day He says here, that He says that the concern we need to have, He says sufficient for the day is its own trouble. In other words, today. Our concern is, you know, today. What do I need to do today to take care of that future? Not what may happen or what might happen in the future. Now, there's two thoughts here. That is this. Nothing has ever happened that has surprised God. Nothing about the future will surprise God. Why? Because He has a plan. He has a plan for your life. He has a plan for my life. What did Jeremiah say? Jeremiah says He has great plans for you. He says plans that you can't even imagine. God has those plans for you. But I have this thought also is that, you know, we leave tomorrow alone. Because when tomorrow comes, God will give us the grace for that, what we need tomorrow. I've jotted these things down, and I hope these things will help you. Talking about fear, I've written down three things. Number one, God knows everything that's going to happen. Number two, God has a plan for my future. And number three, God will be with me every step of the way. And I believe that. And so I give the future to Him. Listen to Psalm 34:4. I sought the Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Fear of the future. Fear of the unknown. Fear of loneliness. Fear of death. Fear of failure. Fear of financial collapse. I sought the Lord and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 145:3, the Lord is faithful to all His promises. But then I found this verse, and I really like this verse from Isaiah 26:3-4. Listen to this. Trust in the Lord forever, for in God the Lord we have an everlasting rock. I love that. Trust in the Lord forever, because in the Lord our God we have an everlasting rock. The future may look uncertain. There may be fear. Things may be out of control, but we have a rock that will stand for sure. And that is our faith in God. Now let me bring all this together. Now I said earlier that there's a difference between concern and worry. If there's anything any person here today needs to worry about, I want to talk about what that is. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior and you do not have a relationship with Him, then the Bible says you need to worry about your future. Because one day we're all going to face God. One day we're all going to stand before Him. And so the Bible says that if we're not prepared to meet Him, then we need to worry about that. So that's something we need to worry about. We need to worry about the future if we don't have a relationship with Him, because here's what the Bible says. And the Bible says it this way. It's appointed to man once to die, then comes the judgment. So it's going to happen. Now, when we stand there, we need to stand there being in Christ. Over and over again, the Bible uses that term. That's a theological term, in Christ. What that means is I'm prepared to meet Him, I'm saved, I have a relationship with Him. So when I stand before God, I'm standing there in Christ. My sins are forgiven. I have a relationship with Him. I know Him. And so what that means is I stand there in Christ. To be in Christ means this. It means I've established that spiritual base in my life with a relationship with Jesus Christ. I've asked Him to come into my life, forgive me of sin, be my Savior. So therefore, I don't have to fear the future as far as where I'm going. But if you don't know Christ, then the Bible says that's something you really need to fear. I have a healthy fear of God, and I think as Christians, as believers, we need to have a healthy fear of God. We love Him. We worship Him. God is not a tyrant. God's not, just sitting up in heaven trying to, send lightning bolts to zap people. But I know this. I reverence Him. And like we studied about today in Sunday school, hallowed be thy name in the Lord's Prayer. We honor Him. We reverence Him because of who He is. There's a healthy fear there. But could you imagine coming down to the end in the future time and standing before Him and not being in Christ? That's something to think about. But you know what the good news of the gospel is? Here's the good news. And I want to leave you this good news. You can be prepared. And you can be ready to meet Him, because that is what the cross is all about. Are you prepared for your future? The way you get prepared is to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. We're going to give an invitation this morning. If you've not made that preparation, we'd love to talk to you about how you can do that and trust Christ and be ready for your future. Let's stand for a prayer. Lord, we thank You today for Your Word. We thank You for this truth in the Bible. What a great truth this is. Lord, today, We thank you for these biblical principles that we just find over and over again in your word. And that's what I've tried to share today. I've tried to share your word today about the future. And Father, today we just thank you that we have hope for the future. We have the promise of the future of eternity with you because of the cross of Jesus Christ. And Lord, today I do pray for those who need to come. Those who need to come to Christ today. Those who need to prepare for their future. Those who need to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I pray that they'd come today. Lord, it could be that they've been thinking about it a long time, but they've just never really taken that step to do that. I pray that they would make that commitment today. And Lord, today as believers, as believers here today, what you want for us today, you want us to just obey and be faithful to you. You want us to do the right thing. The right thing for this day. Lord, we thank you for your promises. We thank you for what you've done in the past. We thank you for your promises today. We thank you for the plan that you have for us in the future. And Lord, today I pray that we would build our life on that foundation. In your name we pray. Amen.